Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Fast am I. Good evening. It's 5:30. This is update for Wednesday, 8th of June, 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man and background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, and the newsmakers in person tonight. A new race record, Hickman's third win of the week. That astonishing mix-up over the sidecar driver and the passenger. Drugs importers warn, don't. Strongbox is still operating. TT visitors up 10%, and they're called Beach Buddies, but they're ready for TT Litter.
Man Benham, for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Fast am I, Rob Pritchard.
Fast am I. Two people have been arrested after crossing closed roads. Police say they responded to reports from TT Marshals of the spectators on the course near to the mountain road. The road was not open and there were moving course vehicles still in operation. Meanwhile, Peter Hickman has taken victory in today's Super Twin TT race after an epic shootout around the Snaefell Mountain course this afternoon. Hickman's win comes after a thrilling duel for top spot with Michael Dunlop, who dramatically dropped away and was black flagged on the final lap after having to stop and make mechanical adjustments. That allowed Lee Johnston on his Aprilia machine to take second position ahead of Paul Jordan, who claimed the final podium place in third. Manx Utilities are dealing with a power outage in Peel. The authority says it's affecting the electricity supply to the Douglas Street, Westview and Athol Street areas. Its engineers are working to repair the issue. In international news, prosecutors in the UK are bringing charges against Harvey Weinstein. The former Hollywood movie producer faces allegations of two counts of indecent assault against a woman in London 26 years ago. The UK Prime Minister insists he's getting on with sorting out the UK's biggest challenges. He was mocked by opposition MPs as he faced questions in the House of Commons for the first time since he survived a confidence vote. And a teacher's been killed and five others have life-threatening injuries after a car hit a group of people in a popular Berlin shopping district. German police have arrested the driver and are trying to work out if it was a deliberate attack. Those are your headlines. News in full at 6 o'clock.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Gorrow Mayor, thank you, Rob, from the Ronald's Way Met Office. There is a strong wind warning for the North Irish Sea at the moment. State of sea is moderate. Your three-day weather forecast, dry this evening with partial cloud, evening sunshine and a moderate to fresh wind coming in from the southwest. Some intermittent showers are likely after dark. Overnight minimum 11 Celsius. For tomorrow, Jordan, Thursday, dry and bright to start off with, then patchy rain, low cloud during the afternoon, up to 16 Celsius, and down to 12 through the night. Into senior race day, Friday, bank holiday Friday, dry and sunny with a strong southwest wind, top temperature 17. Tides on the way back in, high waters at 7:15, sunset 12 minutes to 10 tonight, low water overnight 28 minutes before 2, sunrise 13 minutes to 5, and high water 23 minutes past 7.
Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke splashbacks for your kitchen in any colours. Speak to the team on 674 573.
Peter Hickman's won his third race of the week, setting a new race record in the Super Twin event. It was close between Peter Hickman and Michael Dunlop until Michael was black flagged at Sulby on the last lap. Lee Johnston was second, Peter Jordan third, and AM 1360H. Chris Kinley's been speaking to Peter Hickman and Lee Johnston.
Yeah, tight. Yeah, I don't know what happened on the last lap. It looked like he pulled over at Laurel Bank, and then when I got there, he actually set off again. But I'm presuming he didn't finish, so he obviously had some sort of problem. But even be close to a Dunlop on a little bike is a massive thing, you know. I mean, yeah, Michael's always fast on the little stuff. So to be even close to having a go at winning was great. It's a shame he didn't make it to the end. It'd have been nice to have a battle right to the end, but I'm really, really happy. Yeah, over the moon, thank you.
Conditions and wind out there, it's blustery as anything here, standing in pit lane.
Yeah, it's really windy up on the mountain. Not horrendously bad in a few places, but some places was quite strong. Real headwind against us on the way up the mountain mile, which is hard work, but just slows the little bike down. But conditions are actually not too bad. A little bit of damp patches here and there, but nothing really.
Not a bad TT so far.
That'll do so far.
Peter, thank you very much to Peter Hickman, and we'll have a word with Lee Johnston if we can.
Before the race started, genuinely Michael and Jamie had more pace, but we knew that them bikes were on the edge. This is a rogue bike, do you know what I mean? It is the way we bought it, so we're just lacking a little bit of speed, but when we get it sorted out for next year, I reckon, yeah, we should be okay.
Your lap speed last lap, 117.28.
Yeah, I was just riding, not just riding round, but yeah, I seen the big plus on the pit board, and we're quite tight on fuel and stuff, so I know it was okay when we fill it in the pits, like in the garage, but when you're rushing in a pit stop, there's always half a litre less, so I just thought, I'll just roll off a little bit here. The last thing I want to do is run out coming out of the nook, so yeah, very, very happy. Thanks to the whole Ashcore team. We've had a bit of a tough week and things have changed around.
The Isle of Man TT says it now believes a sidecar driver died in an incident on Saturday instead of his passenger following a case of mistaken identity. A review into the error has been launched. Here's Sean Cowper.
A statement from the organisers has confirmed that one competitor was killed following the collision at Ago's Leap involving Cesar Chanel and Olivier Lavarel. One injured person was treated at the roadside before being taken to Nobles and later flown to Aintree, while the second was found with injuries that would not support life. It was initially announced that Lavarel had died, but it's now understood it was in fact Chanel who passed away at the scene. Organisers say established procedures were used to determine which entrant had died, but that it now appears this has resulted in a mistake. The families of both competitors have been informed, and a thorough review of the processes relating to identification is now underway. The statement adds that Lavarel remains in a critical condition and is continuing to receive treatment in hospital. Meanwhile, the Isle of Man Constabulary has confirmed it's conducting an investigation on behalf of the Coroner of Inquests. The TT is also appealing for the public not to speculate on social media.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Fester Mai, good evening. Police are warning people not to attempt to bring drugs into the Isle of Man over the remainder of the TT fortnight. Operation Strongbox is still in operation. It works to intercept illicit substances at the island's ports and via the postal service. Sergeant Andrew Reid says officers will take action against criminal activity.
Strongbox is run outside of TT and runs through TT as well. It's our borders. We still have to control our borders. At times like TT, there are organised crime groups that think they can take advantage of the fact that maybe we're too busy watching bikes than we are to police our own borders, but that's not the case. We plan meticulously during TT, and part of that planning is making sure that we have officers at our ports for Strongbox. So, and we will be checking and we will be finding people that bring onto the island, you know, illegal drugs that we don't want here. So, you know, it's there, it works, and it's a warning really to anybody that feels that, you know, the TT's on, we can bring stuff on because the police aren't going to catch us. No, we've got people waiting. So if you want to run the risk of being caught, then, you know, don't come to the Isle of Man is my message. Don't come to the Isle of Man if you're going to be bringing illegal drugs, because we've got the people here waiting for you.
The constabulary has confirmed three cyclists have been given a caution after cycling on the mountain road. They were caught yesterday while the route was closed while emergency services were dealing with a crash. Here's Tessa Hawley.
Four cyclists in two separate pairs were stopped at the East Mountain Box, which is just before the mountain hut. They were arrested for contravening a closed road and for contravening the one-way system, which is in place on the mountain road over the TT fortnight. Cycling is prohibited on the A18 from the Ramsey hairpin to the junction with the Craignabar back road without exception. It's now been confirmed that two brothers from Leeds, believed to be 47 and 51 years of age, and a father and son duo, aged 61 and 17 respectively, from Swindon, were those arrested. The three men were given a police caution for entering a closed road. Officers say no further action was taken against the teenager who had been following his father. Officers have described their actions as dangerous. A post on social media generated hundreds of comments, leading to police turning off the ability for people to comment further. They say there is proper signage on every road that feeds onto the mountain road to indicate that cycling is prohibited.
Sea-Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Motorship Bremner Cree departed Heysham at 2 minutes past 2 this afternoon. She'll be arriving in Douglas any moment now. departing this evening at 8:13, heading for Heysham, arriving there just before midnight. The overnight departure's 2:15, back to Douglas tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. High-speed craft Mananan left Douglas at 3:05. She'll be in Liverpool in the next 10 minutes, departing there at 7:15, back to Douglas tonight at 11 o'clock. And then there's a late departure, Douglas, 11:15 this evening for Belfast, arriving at 2 o'clock overnight in Belfast. The overnight departure from Belfast is at 3, back to Douglas tomorrow morning at 5:45. Tomorrow morning's departures from Douglas, 7:30 Mananan to Heysham, 8:45 Ben McCree to Heysham.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
Just a quick note tonight, two people have been arrested after crossing closed roads. Course vehicles still in operation on the mountain road. Police say they've responded to reports from marshals of the spectators on the course near to the mountain road. The road wasn't open. They were moving course vehicles still in operation. Officers say, once again, do not enter closed roads. An MHK says visitors' numbers are significantly stronger than initially thought. Figures up almost 10%. Onchan MHK Rob Callister from the Department of Enterprise was optimistic. Here's the story from Christian Jones.
Prior to the TT commencing, it was speculated that the island was expecting a loss of 1,000 visitors travelling by sea due to travel disruptions and continued caution around COVID-19. Since then, more than 34,000 tourists have arrived on the island via boat, 3,000 up on 2019's figure. However, Rob Callister has called disruption to flights around the flagship TT event disappointing.
We know that the steam packet numbers are up significantly. In 2019, we were welcoming around 31,000 visitors to the TT via the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company. We know that figure's up beyond 3,000 this year, which is excellent news for the company. And obviously, we know that some airlines have not put on the additional flights this year, so we're working with the airlines to get that data. But obviously, we also have concerns about any delayed flights at the moment, especially those leaving the island. And I just want to put on record my sincere thanks to the Visit Isle of Man agency and all of the staff working within the tourism team that continue to help any passenger that's unable to leave the island at the moment due to delayed or cancelled flights. EasyJet is cancelling hundreds of flights across the UK at the moment. It's just unfortunately it coincides with our flagship event when we're welcoming over 40,000 visitors to our island. It is extremely disappointing. I know central government is working very close with all airlines to try and minimise the disruption that's happening and that our visitors are seeing at the moment, and I sincerely apologise for that. But I'm hoping that the airlines will take into account that most flights to and from the Isle of Manifold.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
17 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, UK petrol prices have surged more than 2p in just 24 hours as the cost of filling up a tank full of fuel heads towards £100. Petrol, that is. The average pump price hit £1.80 per litre on Tuesday, actually 180p.73 per litre on Tuesday, up from 178.5p a day earlier, marking the biggest one-day increase in 17 years. Diesel was up also by more than a penny to hit another record high of 186.57p, according to figures from the RAC. The latest jump takes the cost of filling a 55-litre family car to £99.40 for petrol. Prices soon set to break through the £100 mark. Diesel, of course, already taking the strain at £102.61 to fill up a full tank of fuel. For a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookhall.com. If you use an Apple device, listen. Mobile phones, cameras and tablets sold in Europe will all have the same charging port from 2024, following an EU ruling that Brussels said will save consumers €250 million. Collectively, of course, the move was fiercely opposed by Apple, which argued that the rule will hurt innovation. It means iPhones sold after 2024 will no longer have Apple's Lightning port and will have to have the USB Type-C connectors currently used by most Android phones and Mac laptops.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookhall.
UK and European stocks were lower as investors digested a profit warning from Credit Suisse and looked ahead to the European Central Bank's policy decision and a US inflation reading. US stocks fell. Oil rose despite a likely rise in US oil stocks and the easing of Chinese COVID-19 related lockdowns. Gold priced higher. The numbers now from Ramsey Crookhall at the close in London. The FTSE 100 down barely 0.8% at 7,590. 1993, the DAX in Frankfurt closed down 0.75% at 14,445. In New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial down just over 0.1% at 33,131. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index just up over 0.33% at 12,220. And the S&P 500 down 0.09% at 4,156. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is trading at $1.25.5, €1, €16.9, and 19 South African rand, €16.7. In commodities, gold's up 0.3% at $1,858 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up almost 2% at $123.02.
I think Ellie's going to need some new school shoes.
Yeah, more money.
This is nothing. Wait till she wants to buy a car.
I know. We should be investing for a future.
We are. That's exactly why I took out the Shearwater investment account, because we can put in as little as £100 a month. It's just like saving. Perfect for building up a nest egg, for university, even buying her first house.
Oh, you're not as daft as you look, are you?
Invest in their future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsay Crookle, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookle.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source. And Manx Radio's Update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
We've heard about the tens of thousands of visitors flocking to the island for TT, and beach buddies are patiently waiting in the wings for the potential aftermath of litter. But the founder of the cleanup charity, Bill Dell, thinks people are getting better at binning their rubbish, and he said even the name beach buddies could be misleading.
You know, we're called beach buddies, but it's not always beaches. Quite often we'll go and have a community cleanup like we did in Jerby recently and just go around the village, because we're trying to encourage people and explain to people that if you leave rubbish in the road anywhere, I mean, even if you lived 10 miles from the beach, it goes down the drain in the river and out to sea. So it all starts outside your front door. It's not just on beaches. And I think sometimes the name beach buddies occasionally misleads people as to what we're up to, because we're very much trying to get people to clean up in their local community. And then indirectly, that helps clean up the beaches and anywhere else. The great thing that we're finding when we spend a lot of time talking in schools, and the children understand this 100%. And what I just love is when you recognize the face of a child that you've spoken to in the week, and then they've turned up at the weekend and dragged mum and dad along. So children are educating the parents, you know. And that's a really great example. And I hope people who are listening from all around the world who are here for the TT and enjoying our beautiful island will have recognised that this is a very, very clean environment. And we are doing something special here as a nation. The Isle of Man is a very special place, not just for motorbike racing. We're getting a name around the world for keeping our environment really tidy. And our beaches have been described by many people, including National Geographic, as the cleanest they've seen in the world. So we've got a reputation now, and I hope people from all over the world have seen that this is a very special place, and maybe when they go back, they can start something up similar themselves, or we'll come along and help them, you know, no matter where you live, even if it's thousands of miles from the beach.
Manx Radio Sport, driven by Rex Motor Company. Find your dream car by visiting rexmotorcompany.in today, or find us on Facebook.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. We're staying with the TT, and whilst we've already had one race result today, there is still another contest due to take place on the Snaefell Mountain course this evening. The Monster Energy Supersport TT Race 2 is currently scheduled to get underway at the later time of 6:30 p.m. tonight, after the whole of today's race schedule was pushed back by several hours due to poor weather this morning. One man who'll certainly be hunting more success in the class will be Michael Dunlop on board his MD Racing Yamaha. The Northern Irishman won the first Supersport race of this year's TT on Monday to claim his 8th win in the category and his 20th TT victory overall, whilst also setting a new lap record at 129.475 miles per hour. He finished just under 4 seconds ahead of second place Dean Harrison, with Peter Hickman coming in third. Just outside the podium spots last time out, it was a close affair, with Lee Johnston and James Hillier just missing out on top three finishes. Roads around the course will shut at 6 p.m. ahead of the race. And finally, elsewhere, cycling club Isle of Man has announced the team which will make the club's racing debut next week. Five riders have been chosen to represent the men's squad when it competes at the Carja Ras Tailteann in Ireland, which starts on Wednesday the 15th of June. James Harrison, Corin Leeming, Niall Quiggin, Mark Hosthaus and Adam Kelly have been confirmed as those who'll contest the five-day festival, which is considered one of the most prestigious cycling races in Ireland. Cycling club Isle of Man says these selections provide a mix of youth and experience, with several of the riders having previously raced in multi-day events across Europe. Team manager Conor Davies says in the opening two stages of the race, he'd like to see the team get into or close to one of the classification jerseys. He adds, racing in Ireland can be unpredictable, so it makes sense to have multiple cards to play early on in the race.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
9 minutes before six, inbound at Ronald's Way, the 5:25 Loganair from Manchester came in 5 minutes late. Next inbound is the 20:08 EasyJet from Bristol, scheduled on time. Then the 5:08 Loganair from Liverpool, the returning patient transfer plane. Inbound at 8:05 Loganair from London City, and the 8:35 from EasyJet at Gatwick. Next departure from the Isle of Man is the 20:06 EasyJet to Liverpool is delayed until 7:25. Then it's the patient transfer plane, Loganair to Liverpool on time at 6:00. 8:10 EasyJet return to Bristol, and then the 9:05 return EasyJet to London Gatwick on the roads, Castletown, Castle Streets, one way northbound for building work for, well, until April next year. Southbound buses loop around Castletown. The information at findmybus.im. Howard Avenue Lane in Douglas is closed for scaffolding work, and the Doon Loop Road's closed for that new replacement water main. In Peel, section of Mill Road's closed near the power station for pipe work. You heard? Roads are currently open till 6:00, then everything closes for the race this evening. And remember, outside of racing and practice, the mountain road is one-way course direction from Ramsey Hairpin to the Craig till next Monday morning at 9:30. And of course, for the benefit of those who haven't paid attention, cycling is prohibited on the mountain road at this time.
The only electric and hybrid vehicle service centre with 24/7 charging points. Get more with Quayside.
More than six tourists needed assistance to find alternative accommodation since the start of the TT due to either being scammed out of their money or discovering their bookings being cancelled by the homeowner. Margaret Kane runs the TT MGP accommodation search on Facebook with Sandra Diamond and Barbara Neen.
They've arrived on the island, they find that they've been scammed, no accommodation in that property for them, and there's been a couple that's arrived at the destination and found that the property, it's not fit for anybody to be in. On one of the properties, there was animal leashes, is that the word for it? And the place was so dirty. Then we've got the one, they've come to their property and they've paid up front, they've paid all the money in, they've got to the property and they've been scammed because that property is not there. So these poor people, they work very hard to save up to get to the Isle of Man for these races, and they've been done out of money. They've been scammed.
How distressed are they when they find out they've either been scammed or that the property that they've reserved isn't fit?
Very distressed. They go to that property, find it's not there, and it's like, what do we do?
Do y'all see more of these each year?
Actually, this is the first year we've experienced this kind of thing properly.
How many calls for help would you say you have got since the start of TT?
Well, I can't say for Barbara or Sandra, but I've helped about six lots. My last call was a group of four lads that went to their accommodation and there was nothing there. Lucky for us, they'd been on our group and they'd only paid 20% deposit. They didn't pay the rest. So they had money so they can pay the accommodation we got them for.
What advice do you have for people?
They need to make sure of the property, to get the photograph, to only pay the 20% deposit, make sure they get the registration number where, you know, for homestay, where it can all be checked out.
A charity set up after the death of a Manx rider says it'll continue to work hard to keep his memory alive. The Dan Neen Charitable Fund aims to raise money for organisations which had a connection to the 30-year-old, including the Rob Vine Fund. Dan's partner, Leanne Harper, says she's pleased to see the return of the TT.
It's so good to see everybody. You know, it's been two years without everybody, really, hasn't it? Or is it three? Yeah, so it's nice to have everybody back and see all the familiar faces and stuff. Yeah. It's hard, don't get me wrong. You know, I'm actually helping out at the TT this year with the officials, you know, doing bits and bobs and things like that. So that's quite nice. I can kind of still be up there, but not just be stood around, really, because Dan kept me extremely busy, as you can imagine, running around doing all sorts. So it would be a bit odd if I wasn't doing much. But so I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying seeing everybody. It's nice, but it's very hard.
I'm sure it is. And it's, you know, it's 4 years now, isn't it? Four years. Yeah, just this past week. Yeah. But and he is mentioned all the time still, which is amazing, partly through your work, obviously.
Yeah.
And the catchphrase, on the pipe, boy.
Oh, gosh. Oh, Dan used to say it all the time when he was racing and if he was going quick. So all his mates as well, they all still say it. And I see them all saying it now, you know, with like Nathan Harrison and things like that going and Jamie Kringle. And they're all like, on the pipe, boy. And it's like, it's just kind of grown. And then, yeah, but they all used to say it. So, yeah, it was just kind of. And then he had it on the back of his helmet 1 year. And I think that was that then.
Appreciate it. Must be hard for you. But let's just try, for those who didn't know Dan, let's just try and sum him up, because I mean, my word, what a character.
Dimples, everybody. Dimples. Yeah, he was good fun. He was always, you know, around the paddock, you know, everybody stopped to talk to him. He always had time for everybody, and that's what people say, isn't it? Like, oh, he always stopped. He was a true gentleman and good character. So.
And extraordinarily talented.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, my word.
He was growing and growing, and yeah, he was going to get to that top step, no doubt about it.
That's it for Update tonight, brought to you from the resources of Manx Radio's newsroom, thanks to newsreader Rob Pritchard, producer Rhiann Evans. By the way, Manx businesses will have the chance to learn how esports can benefit their companies. A week today, the island's first esports for business event, organised by Digital Idle Men, takes place 15th of June at Woodburn House. 2 3-hour workshop. The event is free to enter. Places can be booked through Eventbrite. It'll show you how you can capitalise on what's been described as the organisers call an explosive industry. Esports on the Isle of Man. A week today by Digital Isle of Man. WINT.